Much has been made in recent years about the division on Ann Arbor City Council between supporters of Mayor John Heefch's agenda and his opponents. One of the strongest critics of the mayor has been Second Ward Independent City Council member Jane Lum. Lum says as she runs for re-election, she's still hearing from Second Ward voters that they're looking for greater focus on basic services.
Almost universally, I'd say, I'm hearing take better care of our infrastructure. That's a that's very much a common theme, you know, fix the roads, the sewers, take care of the parks, public safety is a high priority.
Lum has repeatedly raised objections to the several public transit proposals the city is in various stages of studying, as opposed to working on one or two possibilities. She says it's unlikely the city will get the millions of federal dollars needed for all of them. Lum's vote against accepting money to move forward with a study on a new Amtrak station for the city led Democrat Kirk Westfall to enter the race for the Second Ward Council seat. Westfall says one of the top issues he's heard from Second Ward residents is concern about traffic congestion, and he believes finding public transit options that will work for the community is the best solution. He says overall he's concerned that Ann Arbor may be on the brink of losing a great chance for the city's future.
People have said to me, oh, Kirk, why don't you wait until the city crashes and it would be a whole lot easier to campaign, but I can't sit on the sidelines and watch bad votes happen and see Ann Arbor enter into an era of missed opportunities.
For Conrad Brown of the Mixed Use Party, it's zoning issues to combat urban sprawl and a greater focus on basic services that he believes are the key to Ann Arbor's future. Brown says he supports abolishing tax increment financing revenue from going to the Downtown Development Authority. He says these funds should go to infrastructure needs instead of private businesses. He says in addition to the obvious benefits of improved infrastructure and a more walkable community, spending money this way will have environmental impacts as well.
The indirect effects, the indirect positive effects of that would be protecting the environment. I know there's a lot of people in Ann Arbor, they love our city because it's green, they love our parks.
Brown is currently a University of Michigan student and says he's always been interested in politics, philosophy, and economics, and he believes he can make a difference on council. Brown says he's committed to making serving the city a full-time job.
Fifth-year senior, and if elected, I'll be graduating, and I will be your councilman full-time. So I look forward to answering all the emails and all the phone calls and all the meetings, and it'll be a great experience for me. I hope to lead our community.
Westfall says keeping the city going in a positive direction is a lot of work, but it doesn't compare to the challenge of fixing the city if decisions are made to kill economic development. He says votes by Lum to reject federal funds hurts development and makes people question the city. He says the proposed moratorium on developments in the downtown, as council was considering the development for Huron and Division, could have had grave consequences, like Novi, which ended up selling a park years ago to cover legal costs from a similar action. Westfall says these types of policy decisions can't be offset by efforts to address local neighborhood concerns.
Votes that will bring income to the city so we can provide those services, votes that won't miss out on big opportunities, for example, millions in federal grants, then I think all of the neighborhood-based stuff is negated and you're left with a city that's struggling financially and can't meet its basic needs.
Lum says she doesn't oppose development, but believes the Huron and Division project in particular was flawed. She says votes against the development were a step towards getting a better project for the community and wouldn't have cost the city millions.
Once you approve a site plan, you don't have that leverage anymore. So it was all about trying to negotiate with the developers. And you know, you can always call a halt to a potential lawsuit through negotiations and settle, approve the project ultimately if you have no other options.
With the balance of city council so close on many of the controversial issues, the outcome of the second ward could go a long way towards the direction the city will take in the future. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.